Okay, today's daf is Psachim Daf Chaf Ches. Psachim Daf Chaf Ches, and we will start with Chav Zayin Mabez. The Gemara went back to discussing the Machlokas Tanoim that we had back in the beginning of the Perek on Daf Chaf Aleph, the Machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan, how one is obligated to destroy their chametz. The Chachamim say, in any way, just scatter it or throw it to the wind, put it into the sea. And Rabbi Yehuda says, "Ein biyur chametz ella b'sreifa." Right? One has to burn it. The question is, where does Rabbi Yehuda get that from? Why would one have to burn chametz? It only says in the Torah, "Tashpisu, tashpisu zarmi bateichem." Just destroy it. So how do we know that you have to burn it? So Rabbi Yehuda's source is Nosar. Nosar. How do you know? What's the comparison to Nosar? So the Gemara started off by saying, just like Nosar does not have the obligation of Bal Yerah Bayimatzeh and yet needs to be burned. So Chametz, which has Bal Yerah Bayimatzeh, surely needs to be burned. That was the first Limud Kavachomer. So the Gemara said, but 1 minute, that will lead to a Kula. Because if somebody knows they have to burn it and they're not able to burn it, then they won't do anything. Yoshevu Batel. And they won't fulfill it at all, which would make it worse. So the Gemara clarifies and says, Chazer of Yehuda V'danu Denacher, a different Kavachomer, or not even a Kavachomer, it's more of a comparison, a hekesh. Noser is Aser Bachila, just like Chametz, so just like Noser has to be burned, so to Chametz. But they said, what do you mean? Nevela is also Aser Bachila. We pick it up about 12 lines off from the bottom. Amrulo, Nevela Tochiach, Sha'asura Bachila, Ve'ena Tuna Sreifa. Nevela is also something that's Aser Bachila, and yet does not need to be burned. So Amr Lahen, Hefrish is a big difference. Noser, Aser Bachila, Ubahana'a. Ve'chametz, Aser Bachila, Ubahana'a. No sir, and chametz are both also aser bana, unlike nevela. Mano sato and sreifa, chametz and sreifa. Amrulo, so they say back. Not every iser hana needs to be burned. Shor haniskal yochiach. The shor that kills someone that has to be stoned will prove. Shor aser bachila uba hana benot and sreifa. So that itself, that's iser hana that doesn't have to be burned. So the Gemara says, Amr lahen. Hefrish, there's still a difference. There's an affinity between no sir and chametz, which the other items do not have. Aser, nosar, aser ba'achila, ubehana'a, ve'anushkares, all three connected. V'chametz, aser ba'achila, ubehana'a, ve'anushkares. Ma, nosar, b'sreifa, avchametz, b'sreifa, just like nosar is b'sreifa, and it's compared to chametz in three ways. Avchametz, b'sreifa. So amrulo, they say back, I could find something that has all three as well. Chelvo shall sharhaniskal yochiach, the chelev of a sharhaniskal. Chelev always has an iser karis. So chelev of a sharhaniskal can prove to me that that is not a correct equation that you need to make. Sha'aser ba'achila u'bahana v'anish karis ve'ento and sreifa. You have the all three, it's similar, and it does not need sreifa. So too, here, there's no raya that chametz would need sreifa, right? You could compare it to the chela of shor haniskal and not dafka to nosar. So the Gemara says, Chazer Rabbi Yehuda v'danu denacher. So Rabbi Yehuda says, so the Gemara says, in Rabbi Yehuda shita, okay, you have to have a different kind of comparison as follows. Nosar yeshno bebal tosiru. Nosar has an isser of leaving it over. That basically, that's what nosar is about. The isser of nosar is not leaving it over. And, which is similar, don't leave it over, similar to Bal Yerah Bayimatzeh. It's a similar type of Isser. That's what Rashi is about to say. V'chameis b'val tosiru. Chameis has an Isser of leaving it over. Ma nosar b'sreifa av chameis b'sreifa. So just like nosar has a mitzvah of sreifa, which is mefurish in the Torah, av chameis b'sreifa, so too chameis is b'sreifa. Let's just continue and then we'll talk about this. Amrulos, they said, what do you mean? Just like something that has an Isser of Baal Tosiru, or Baal Rabbi Yematzeh, automatically has a mitzvah of Sreifa. Amrulo Asham Talui, V'chatas Ofa Baal Safek. An Asham Talui, a carbon that is brought when you are not sure if you did an Avira that is Chayav Chatas or not. The lach is that you have to bring an Asham Talui. V'chatas Ofa Baal Safek. An Chatas Ofa, a woman who is not sure if she had a baby or not, if she had a baby that's Mechayevas her to bring a carbon, a set of carbon yoledes. So she brings the carbon chatas, ala safek, and it's not eaten. And according to you, the Gemara says, Amrullah, they say back to Rabbi Yehuda, Asher Tali and Chatos Abal Safek, Lidvarecha Yochichu. According to your words, that will prove that you're not correct. Shehein Babal Tosiru, that those are also Baal Tosiru, the Nisr of Noser by all carbonos. Sha'anu Omer Bisrefa, Fiata Omer Bikvura. We say those carbonos have to be burned, but you say, right? If you look elsewhere in the places where this is talked about, you say those have to be buried. You know, the end of the Maseches Tumura talks about different items in halacha. Some have to be buried, some have to be burned. But you have to say that they have to be buried. So you see, Baal Tosiru doesn't always lead to a mitzvah of Sreifa, and Shasag Rabbi Yehuda did not have an answer to this claim. Didn't have an answer. Even though he didn't have an answer, we pass him like Rabbi Yehuda, according to some Rishonim. Remember we said that Lechat Chilo, we pass him like Rabbi Yehuda, that you're supposed to burn the chametz. B'di'evet, if not, if it's impossible to, we hold that you do not have to. Like if it's an Erev Pesach, Shechalias B'Shabbos, we get rid of most of it. We burn as a Zecher on the previous day, on the 13th, but Me'ikar Adin, we can get rid of it in any way. We had the Magen Avram, which we discussed, I think, in Taf Mem Hei, that says maybe L'Chadchilo it should not be burned according to the Chachamim, but we don't paskin that way. We generally assume that according to what we hold, Me'ikar Adin like the Chachamim, but L'Chadchilo like Rabbi Yehuda. Good. One ha'ara. That is, the Gemara here compares Nosar to Chametz. And just like Nosar is Bisreifa, so too Chametz is Bisreifa. So the Gemara is focused on the limud of Nosar to Chametz. The Menachas Chinuch, though, uses this Gemara to teach you something new about Nosar. In the opposite direction, Chametz to Nosar. If you look in the beginning of Mitzvah Ches, the beginning of the mitzvah, the isser of leaving over Besara Pesach, there are a couple of losases relating to the isser of Nosar, leaving over all karbanos, and there's a specific isser of leaving over the basar of the Karban Pesach. Says the Sefer HaChinuch, Shelo lahosir klum mi Besar HaPesach, lo machraso shu yom chamisha asar benisan. The isser of leaving over basar of the Karban Pesach till the next day, which is the first day of Yantif, yom chamisha asar benisan, shenemar lo sasir mimenu ad boker. And I think we've mentioned in the past also the Chinuch, not only here, but elsewhere, talks about the Ta'ameh HaMitzvos of the Isser of Nosar. Either it has to do with leftovers, people always have a somewhat negative attitude to. Not everybody. Some people love leftovers. But, you know, if it's leftovers, why didn't I have this already? We don't want people to have that type of attitude when it comes to karbanos. And therefore, when it comes to karbanos, everything has to be fresh. Everything has to be made from that day. That's the isser of Nosar. That's one idea. The other idea mentioned is the idea of bitachon. Right? We shouldn't always, especially when it comes to karbanos, which are kachay gavoa, we shouldn't always have to, pack it up. I'm going to save it for tomorrow. I'm going to save it for tomorrow. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give you more tomorrow. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will make sure you have what you need for tomorrow, like the man. Like the man, Kadosh Baruch Hu didn't give us everything at once. What does the Gemara say in Maseches Yuma? Kadosh Baruch Hu could have made the man fall once a year and we'll have everything. No, he wanted us to have to turn to him every single day. I'll give you what you need. Who knows if there's going to be man tomorrow? And if there's no man tomorrow, so then I don't have what to feed my family with. So the man symbolized every day what you need. The mitzvah of bitacho, not giving you more. So too, when it comes to the mitzvah of Nosar, maybe that's an idea. Okay, that's the Sefer HaChinuch. If you look at the Minchas Chinuch, in the beginning of Mitzvah Ches, he says, what is the shear of the Isser of Nosar? We know, when it comes to Isuri Achila, the shear is Kezias, by most Isurim, except Yom Kippur. But what about when it comes to the Isser of leaving over? So that's not an Isser Achila, so what's the shear? Says the Menachas Chinuch, well, if you look in this Chinuch right here, the Chinuch said, Shlola hosir klum mi besara pesach. If you don't, you're not allowed to leave over anything. Klum! Sounds like even a mashu one would violate. And he quotes the Rambam in Ilchos Karban Pesach. Tzorach adam lishtadel shlo yashir mi besara pesach ad haboker. Just says, you can't leave over. And he points out that the Chinuch is the word klum. The Efsher Lomar, the Kavanah Tzarav Mechaber, maybe the Chinuch here is saying something that the Rambam did not say. Kivan Delav Zeh Eino Ba'achila. This is not an Isser Achila. Im Kein Efshar. Ein Sarek Kezayis. Rak Afilu Kalshu. And most are over Belav Zeh. A big Chinuch says the Menchas Chinuch. The Isser of Nosar might be even less than a Kezayis. Even a tiny amount. And maybe that's what the Chinuch is adding by adding on Klum. The footnotes point out that the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvos says, Hisiranu mehotzi klum, at least according to our translation, klum yibzara pesach. He has the klum in the Sefer HaMitzvos, even though not in the Mishnah Torah. But then this Menachas Chinuch quotes that he saw in the Sefer Mutzal me'esh, that he once had, he doesn't have it then, but he had the Sefer Mutzal me'esh that he once borrowed from somebody, Amar b'simen nun alf hachakirazu, imsar kezayas wafilu b'kolshu, v'diktik midivrei harambam, and he's v'daktik for the Rambam like this. Because the Rambam, by the iser of hotza'ah, the iser yotzei, by Karban Pesach, he says Hamotzi Kizayas Psara Pesach Mechabura. There he says Kizayas. If you're Motzi, a Kizayas of Karban Pesach from the group, over Veloket, you get Malkus. And here the Rambam just says Shalola Hashi. It doesn't say the word Kizayas. So he says maybe the Sefer Musa Meir says even the Rambam holds the Isser might be a Kolshu when it comes to Karban Pesach. Said that's the suggestion of the Minchas Chinuch. But then he gets into it, he says, "Beguf haDavar lo yadati lechalik bein hotzah mechabura o mosir." He says, "I don't know why you'd be mechalik between the iser of hotzah and the iser of leaving over. Both of them are not tali on the mitzvah of achila. Both of them are ruining their mitzvah of achila. One you didn't do it, and one you actively ruined it, but either way, they both are not Isuri Achila. Umikal Makam, so a Kazayas Potzah, and you see you need a Kazayas for the Hotzah. Why should there be a difference? Maishna Moser Me Hotzah. V'yalkach of Tzarech Lomar, you have to say, says the Menachas Hedach, that all Shi'ur Maralacha Moshe B'Sinai, and once you say Isuri Achila are Kazayas, Imkein B'chal Makam, Sheshirov B'Kazayas, Chutz B'Makomo, Shepir Shechazal, unless you have explicitly that there's a different shear, like the shear of Shabbos are Grogoris, or the shear of Tumah, which might be Kabetza, or even on Yom Kippur, which are Kosevas. Aval Hecha Delo Pir Shulanu, Bevada Dino Kazayas, Karov Shear Shabbatar. If you don't know, the shear is a Kazayas, that's what he goes through, various other contexts. What does all this have to do with us? Says the Menachas Chinuch, I want to bring you a raya. The Yesh Lavi raya lazeh. That a raya that it also with Kizayas. From our Gemara, Psachim Chavchesim and Aleph, the Rabbi Yehuda learns out, Bir Chametz from, by Chametz from Nosar. And he learns it out from a Mamasinu. Why didn't, according to the Mutzal Mayesh, according to those Achronim that say that the Isser of leaving over Nosar is even less than a Kizayas, and the Isser of burning Chametz, obviously Chametz is about a Kizayas, or the Shir of Chametz or Kizayas, so why did the Gemara here ask? Ma lenosar shekein b'kalshu, mash enkin Chametz b'Kizayas, l'kuli alma. Right, why did the Gemara undermine this comparison by saying that Nosar is even a Kalshu? Elavada, it must be that that's wrong. It must be that Shi'urim of Nosar and of Chametz are both Kizayas. So, implicitly, from this comparison, the fact that the Gemara does not undermine the comparison, the Gemara says that, the Minchas Chinuch says that it must be the Shi'ur is a Kizayas by both. Good. One ha'ara by Ashim Talui, interesting halacha. What happens, as we know, Ashim Talui is only brought when one has a suffix, if one is chayev a karban chatas. What if somebody finds out bavadai that they are chayev a chatas, that they have to bring a chatas? Ashim Talui does not cover that. What if they find out that they are not chayev, they vade did not eat it? So is this a karban that is nifsal? Right, the carbon goes, and you have to let it sit. You have to let it yurachistayv, or maybe it was a talus. Maybe you should go to chulin. The Gemara says in Krisus, that's where much of the discussion of Asham Talu is. The Mishnah is on Daf Chav Dalit, on Daf Chav Hey. The Gemara there says in Daf Chav Dalit Mabez that once you bring an Asham Talui, the person is gomer umakni. It goes to be a karban. Because a person is suffic, he's not sure whether he did the aveira, libo nokfo. He's very upset and he's very nervous about the suffic if he's chayiv in it, and therefore, ashab talui, he is makdish with a full heart. Ashab talui, mitoksha, libo nokfo, gomer umakadsho. Right? Even if you find out later, and therefore, it's different than other karbanos that are brought al savi. Find out another karban that you're not chayiv, so then you would not, maybe it would not be able to be brought or have to be brought by Ashim Tali. It's different because it's given al safik in the beginning, originally, and yet you're gomer makni. That's how, ironically, it can have longer hektish staying power than other karbanos because originally it was brought al safik. That's Ashim Tali. The Mishnah there, as an interesting Mishnah, once we have it open on Daf Chafayim and Aleph, the Gemara talks about the Shita of Rebbe Lazar. Rebbe Lazar says you can be misnadev in Ashim Tali. Usually we are familiar with the principle that you cannot be misnadev in Chatas or in Ashim. Any carbon that's Ba'al Chait, you can't be misnadev. You can't make a carbon nedava and give it voluntarily. That's why there's even a machlokes achronim, quoted in the Beis Yosef, in the beginning of Arachayim, whether a person should say karbanos every day of chatas and asham, because you can't bring them misnadiv b'chol yom. Carbon shlamim, fine. Carbon toda, fine. But a chatas and an asham is not baal chait. So could you make a tnai, if I was chayiv, in some sedurim, they have that, that you make a tnai before you bring those karbanos. But the Mishnah says, on daf chafei, that there is a shita of Rebbe Lazar, that says you can be misnadiv, asham talui, every day, ubechalesha yirtse, because it has an element of nedava. Because it's always brought out suffix anyway. So if you're not sure, so Rebbe Lazar says you can be misnadiv every day. Hu aya nikra asham chasidim. He calls that an Ashram Chasidim. The Gemara says, why does he allow this? Because the Gemara says, Isal Kadai Dachovahi, Misyada Leamai Maisi Chatas. Elishmavina Nadavahi. At root, it's looked at as an Adava, and therefore he can bring it every day. And the Mishnah even says about Baba Ben Buta, the one Tana that was left alive, even at the times of the Chashmonaim, Shay Misnadev Ashram Talui Bechal Yom. He was Misnadev and Ashram Talui every day, Chutz Meacher Yom Kippur Yom Echad, except for post Yom Kippur. Every other day of the year, he was Mesadev and Ashram Tali. He says, Amar HaMa'on HaZeh, and he swore that if they would have let him, he would have brought one on Moshe Yom Kippur also. But they said, you know what, at least let there be a little bit of a suffix. The Chachamim, we pask, and you can't do that anyway. Ein Mevi Ashram Tali Ela Al Shezdono Karis Shigoso Chatos. Right, you have to bring it when there's a suffix. You can't bring it every day. For sure not the day after Yom Kippur, like Bab Ben Buta, that was the only day that he didn't bring it. So Ashram Talui is a fascinating discussion, the relationship between Ashram Talui and the other Ashamos. It is put in the same Mishnah there in Ezehu Makoman, in the fifth parak in Mesech HaZvachim, which we say every morning. It's put there with the other Ashamos and has the same laws as the other Ashamos, even though the other Ashamos are brought for specific circumstances, either for three chataim, three specific chataim, or brought for a nazir or a mitzvah. And Ashram Talui seems to be different, but it's counted as the same mitzvah as an asham. Okay, back to our gemaras. So remember that Rabbi Yehuda was interested in bringing sources for Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda compares chametz to nosar, and at the end of the day, the gemara asked a question that Rabbi Yehuda could not answer. Could not answer. He was shasak when they said, "But what do you mean? You say that asham talui and chatas haofa bal safek is bikvura. You should say it's b'sreifa." He did not have an answer to that. Amr of Yosef, Haidat Amr Yinshi, the Gemara just looks a mashal first to say, you know, this is similar to what people say. He got reviewed that got knocked out by his own Shita. Right? Lashita so that he says somewhere else, Kfura, so he got knocked out here. So that's the mashal. Haidat Amr Yinshi, Kapa, the Chatanagara, the kaf, the spoon, the utensil that the carpenter carved out, Bigavan Isrof Chardala. In it, on that spoon, he burns himself with a sharp mustard seed. Right? Meaning from his own handiwork, he gets burned. Or, Abaya Amar, Sadna Besadna Yosef. The Sadna, the one who makes the shackles, will be shackled in his own shackles that he made. Midvil Dile Yedei Mishtalim. From his own handiwork, he will be paid up. Rava Amar Gira Begire Mikdal. A person who makes arrows will be killed with his own arrows. Midvil Yedei Mishtalim. So three Mishalim. One about the spoon, one about the shackles, and one about the arrows. Right? It reminds us of Haman, right? Haman, who built his own tree, right? He was killed by his own handiwork. The Ben Yoyada here, Ben Ishchai, we haven't had one of the Ben Ishchais in a while. The Ben Ishchai discusses what are the three Mishalim, what do you need all three for? Says the Ben Yoyada, our Gemara is talking about questions, right, about Pirchas. The Ben Yoyada says there are three types of Pirchas that could be asked on somebody in the base of Medrash. Yeshna sug Pircha, Shemak Shemi Devri Achacham Atzma Masha Amar. One type of pircha is they ask from the chacham on something that he himself said. You could figure out an answer somehow, you know, if you would think hard. That's like mustard seed. It's sharp, but people eat it sometimes. So here too, you could have one type of question which, you know, can be answered if you really think about it. You could try to give an answer. It's from what he said himself, so maybe one day he could explain what he said. Yesh nasuk pircha acheres, but there's another type of question that is asked. Shagain achein husku divrei chachamim misvaras shalo. He is asked about his question. His sheet is undermined. Acha pircha kol chazaka atshehufrichu dvar v'lagamrei. Acha meimra shemimena pircha hirak svara v'yemkei nitel etzapos sheyavo chachamav v'yavar svara acheres. Second type of question is he says something and he's not undermined by his own shita, he's undermined by pure logic. That's a stronger question. But still, it's not a death question, we would say. It's not a question that totally would knock out his shita, because one day maybe he could come up with another svara. And therefore, the question isn't as difficult as the third category, as we'll get in. That's the mashal to the asirim, to the shackles. Shachay ka'is raglav asirim kashurim khalil. Now he's in the shackles, but maybe one day he'll be able to come out of the shackles, right? Because you'll have a svara the other way. But then you have a type of pircha that is the hardest. That it's not just a svara, but it's nish'enes umuvuseses al pasuk o mishnah. There's a pasuk against him. There's a mishnah against him. And for that, there's no tikva, right? There's no hope for any type of yishuv, and that's the similarity to the chetz, to the arrow, that achar shekvar ne'arak ein litzapos sheyichye. So, Ben Yoyada says, the mishalim are to three types of questions that can be asked. Okay, you could say, oh, you're going to come up with a new kimta for the pasuk, but either way, that's the strongest type of question. But as was pointed out, Tosfos on the previous Amud, and the Rosh here says, even though Rabbi Huda is a silence at the end, he doesn't have an answer, but still, there are many Rishonim that paskin like Rabbi Huda as well. And we've mentioned yesterday and elsewhere, the discussion of Rav Chaim, that the machlokas of Yudin HaChachamim isn't just a technical machlokas, but it might be about the nature of the mitzvah of Tashbisu itself. Rav Chaim even going as far as to say that Rabbi Yehuda would hold it's a lava nita klase, and the Chachamim would not. The Menachas Chinuch has the Chakira. Well, how do you understand it? But Rav Chaim is the one that says maybe that is goof for the machlokas Tanar. Okay. V'chachamim ba'omer, mefarer v'zora l'ruach v'chulu. So the Mishnah said that the Chachamim say you must crush it up and zora la ruach, and throw it to the wind, umatil ayam, and throw it into the yam. Now the Gemara asks, how do you understand the line of the Mishnah? Is the word mefarer, scattering it and crushing it and then scattering it, is the word mefarer going on only vizora la ruach, or is it also going on matil ayam? If I'm matil ayam, do I have to crush it up, or can I just throw it into the yam? Ibailuhu, heichi kamer mefar v'zora laruach u'mefaru matel ayam. Do I have to crush it up both times before I'm zora laruach and matel ayam? O dilma, or is the word mefarer only going on the first choice? Mefar v'zora laruach avo matel ayam be'ene. But I'm allowed to throw it into the yam by itself. After it's going to be ruined, even throwing a big piece into the yam. So is that all I have to do? Vitznanami gabe avodah zara ki agavna. We have a similar discussion by avodah zara, right? What else has to be searched out and destroyed? Chametz and avodah zara. We discussed that back on Daf Beis when we spoke about the chumrah of chametz. Remember the Radvaz in Tuf Kuf Ayin Zayin. The Radvaz says, why is chametz so chumrah to require bedika? Why? Because it has an Isser Kares, and it has an Isser Hana, and it has a mitzvah of searching and destroying like avodah zara. Of the Shuvah of the Radvaz, which are, at the end he ended off by saying, ultimately it's the Sar Shebi'isa, it's the Eitz Sahara, and that's why you have to get rid of it in such an extreme and demonstrative way. So we also have that discussion by Avodah Zarah. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Shochek, Vizora LaRuach, Umatalayam. Shochek, you have to crush it up, Vizora LaRuach, Umatalayam. So there too, V'ibailuhu. And the Gemara there asked, Heichi Ka'amar. What does it mean? By the way, Rashi just points out the verb. The word shochek is used by metal. The lashon pirur is used by bread. It means the same thing. It means to crush up. But the Mishnah in Avodah Zarah is talking about a metal idol, and that's why I use the word shochek. Here we're talking about bread, which you say mefarer. So the Gemara says, v'ibaylo eichik amar shochek v'zara laruach v'shochek umatalayam. You also have to crush up the idol when you throw it to the yam. Odil mashochek v'zora laruach avamata layam be'ene. Also by the idol, could you just put it ba'en as is into the yam? So we have a machlokas, Rabba and Rav Yosef. Amar Rabba mistavra avodah zara diliyam hamelach ka'azla avodah zara, which you are throwing into the yam hamelach. It says matilayam, you're going to throw it into the yam hamelach. Lo boy shechika, that does not need to be crushed. Chametz to l'shainar is kazal, but chametz, which you might throw into any river, boy pirer, that needs to be mifurar. Why? What's the svara? Why would you have to, what's the difference between the Yam HaMelech and Shar Naharos? So Rashi is going to say that the difference is, by the Yam HaMelech, nobody is taking a boat in the Yam HaMelech, and nobody might, would pick it up. You throw it to the Yam HaMelech, it's done. In Shar Naharos, people might go into a boat and take it nearby, where it is. They might see something in the water and pick it up. So the issue is the Chshash Takala. The Chshash Takala of the item, that's the Svara for Rabba. For the Yam HaMelach, it does not need to be crushed up because nobody's going to pick it up. Chametz, it might be picked up, so that's why it needs to be crushed. So we'll get back to that. Amalei Rav Yosef, Adarabba, Ifcha Mistavar. Rav Yosef says just the opposite. Avodah Zarah, Delo Mamisa, Avodah Zarah, which, if you put it in water, a metal idol, it's not going to become ruined right away. It doesn't become soggy and gross. So Bai Shechika. So that's why it needs to be crushed up. Chametz, Dememis, Lo Bai Pirur. Chametz, which becomes disgusting right when you put it into the water, a piece of bread. So Lo Bai Pirur, that does not need to be Mifura, that does not need to be crushed up. Good, two ha'aras. Number one, as we said, Rashi focuses on the Chshash Takala. If you look in the Sfasemes here, Sfasemes or the Makar Chayim, also the Nesivis in Sivin Taflam and Aleph, they have a different shot. They say it's not just based on the Chshash Takala, but maybe it's based on the understanding of Tashbisu, how much you have to destroy it. Maybe the issue is Rava focuses on the Yam HaMelach, things will get destroyed and mushbas quicker than in Shar Naharos. Masha Inkain, according to Rav Yosef says the issue is, how do you understand Tashbisu? You have to be destroyed, you have to actively be involved in the destruction. And therefore, by throwing it into bread, into water, that's an active destruction. It's going to become disgusting right away. You're being mevayer min ha'olam. Mashe'en kein, by avodah zarah, it's not going to become mevayer min ha'olam, so you have to actively be involved in that. Right? Meaning there's an issue here of how do you look at hashbasa, not just an issue of takala min acherim. The language of the Sfasemes is as follows. Let me just find it. He says, Pirish, he quotes Rashi, and then he says, Avalu chshash rachok. It's a chshash rachok that somebody's going to find it in the water. Prat ben nahama. Vada nikur shucham, especially by bread. And if you throw it into the Yam HaMelach, why would it be Yehuda require pirur? V'lulei dvarav hayanir lafarish atam. Kiva deyachol lavoli de'adam. Maybe this is what Rashi even means, he says. But it's a second step. Since a person might find it, so it's not considered mivu'ar min ha'olam. V'lachein sarach pirur. That's why you would need pirus. Maybe it's a second step. You got to work out what the machlokas is between Rabbi and Rav Yosef. But other achronim say that maybe it's not purely about a chshash takala. The Divrei Yecheskel also mentions here that even if you say it's based on the more active understanding, the destruction approach, it's interesting though that you don't have to actively destroy it. Putting it into the water and having it ruined is good enough. Even if you say that you have to be mashmasis min ha'olam, says the Divrei Yecheskel, you see from here, as long as you put it into a situation where it will get destroyed, that is good enough. He doesn't quote it, but that could relate to an issue that a number of posts can talk about. Many times, when we go burn our chametz, we throw it into this big fire, and sometimes it lands on the edge. It lands on the edge. You know it's going to get, pushed in. Eventually, it's going to get pushed in. It doesn't fall mamish onto the fire. So I leave it there. I'm Yotzei Zayin. And somebody else will push it in. So some poskim, the Piskei Tshuvas quote, some poskim say that one should make sure not to do that, because if I throw it in and it's on the edge, and eventually it'll get burned, but maybe, it'll require somebody else to push it more towards the fire. So mitzvah bo yosmei b'shlucho, right? So you shouldn't let him do it. You should try to do it yourself. But one might say, according to this Divrei Yecheskel, that I put it into a place where it's going to get destroyed. Going to get destroyed. It's right on the edge of the fire. So you might be v'chalek, here it's water, nobody else is going to be involved, or there's somebody else going to be involved. But either way, it's an important ha'ara. Let's continue. Tani gavasi, right in the middle. Tani gavasi derava, tani gavasi derav Yosef. There's a price that supports each one. That one is more machmer by avodah zarah. And one is more machmer by chametz. Tani gavasi derava. Hay mahalech ba midbar. Somebody's going in the midbar. Mefar v'zera la ruach. Hay mahalech ba svina. Mefar matalayam. So you see a brisa that says you have to discrush and scatter your chametz, because you use a mafara there. So it's a raya to Rabba. Tani kavasi to Rav Yosef. Hay malach by midbar shochek vizor la ruach. Hay malach pasvina shochek amata la yam. Fine. So the Gemara says, how does each brisa fit into the other one? Shita shechika kashi la Rabba piru kashi la Rav Yosef. How does each one deal? So shechika la Rabba lo kasha. Shechika is not a problem for Rabba. Rabba who said that avodah zara does not need shechika, but chametz requires pirur. So why would he, if he says that only avodah zarah requires destruction? So shechika l'rabba lo kasha hal yam ha-melech hal ashar naharos. As he said, no, though I only say that it does not require by yam ha-melech. If you're not putting it into yam ha-melech, so then it would require hal ashar naharos. So hal yam ha-melech. Sorry, I lost the place. Says the Gemara, shechika l'rabba lo kasha hal yam ha-melech hal ashar naharos. Pirur l'rav Yosef lo kasha habachiti habanama. And wheat, also without a kasha for Rav Yosef. Here we're talking about a sack of wheat kernels, which does not get disgusting. Just wheat kernels. Habanama, there I was talking about bread. So that is why there is a difference between the two. Halacha l'maisa, if we take out a Shulchan Aruch says, in Simen Tuf Mem Hei, as we spoke about before, Ketzad Bir Chametz, Sarfo O Paro Vizara La Ruach, O Zarko Layam. So scatter it, burn it, or throw it anywhere. Poro, you have to crush it up and throw it into the ruach. O zarko layam, or right, that doesn't mean dafka layam. It could be any water source. Ve'im haya chametz kasha, ve'in haya mechadcho bimheira. If it's kasha, if it's a hard piece of bread, if it's a bagel, and the yam is not going to make it disgusting quickly, harezem mefarero v'acharach zarko layam. Shulchan Aruch says that one should be mefarit before throwing big pieces into the yam. And the Ramah quotes, the minhag is to burn it, right? Dumya de nosar, that is lachadchila, we pass in like Rabbi Yehuda, but maker adin, we pass in like v'chachamim. So, the Shulchan Aruch says, if you're throwing in a big piece, you should try to crush it up beforehand. The Mishnah Berurah quotes here, but if one is throwing it into a bathroom, one is flushing it down the toilet, one is throwing it into a disgusting place, then you don't have to crush it up. Achein, im mashlicho lebeis hakisei, hare hu kimivuar min haolam legamrei. Kivan sheshum adam lo yuchal lehanas mimenu. Nobody's going to get hana from there. Vein sarach lefaro kodem shemashlicho, afilu hu bas kasha v'chayotze bo, ubevash lo yeshlichenu sham lefnei chazir. Right, as long as you don't throw it to an animal, because that's asr bahana. But if you're not, if you're going to throw it into a disgusting area, so that is fine. One would not have to be mefarit in that regard. Good, important ha'ara. Okay, we continue. Says the next Mishnah, second Mishnah here in the second parak of Maseches Pesachim on Daf Chafches. Chametz shel Nachri. Right, this parak has all different issues relating to what to do with chametz. Again, we just had how does one destroy chametz. We had the different times in the first Mishnah. Now we have what about chametz that belongs to a non-Jew? Chametz shel nachri shavar lava Pesach. Chametz of a non-Jew that a non-Jew owned on Pesach, and now it's after Pesach. Mutar bana. It's mutar bana. Right? There was no iser involved in that. Chametz is not one of the sheva mitzvos bnei Noach. They're allowed to have ana, and right after Pesach, it is mutter bahana for you. V'shel Yisrael aser bahana, but a Yisrael, a Jew's chametz after Pesach. Not only is it aser bahana on Pesach, it's aser bahana after Pesach. Shene'emar, you read our Mishnah. It sounds like it's an Issa Daraisa. Shene'emar lo yira'e lecha sa'or. It sounds like just reading the psukim. If the last line, the pasuk is going on the second line of the Mishnah, so it would sound like that it's aser bahana on a daraisa level. That we're going to see if that's the correct reading. The Gemara is going to get into how to understand this Mishnah. Okay, before we even do that, a couple of points. Number one, why does the Mishnah say that chametz of a nachri is mutter bahana only? Right. What about achila? It's totally mutter. Right. Why would you say it's only asur? It's only mutter bahana. So the Rambam here says, the Rambam in the Pirush of Mishnayos quotes the earlier sources. He quotes the Yerushalmi. V'amr b'Yerushalmi ki amr mutter bahana mishum shehu moresh u'asur b'achila. What do you mean asur b'achila? It's mutter totally. V'zeh is because of a different iser, not chametz. V'zehu b'makom she'osrin shem achilas pas nachri u'mizeh atam asur b'achila. So v'lo mishum achametz kasher amru. Ava, he says, the issue here is pasakum. Pasakum, it's mutter b'hanah mishum chametz. But if it's pas, if it's bread, we're talking about chametz. If it's chametz of an achri, it's going to be also to eat because of pas Yisrael, pas ha'akum. Aval, says the Rambam, aval ba'asra denoheg le'echol pas nachrim, but in a chinami, in a place where pas nachri is eaten, mutter ba'achila, will be mutter even to eat, v'zeh yore ha'davar b'vashal nachrim. This Mishnah even reflects the fact that it is based on minog, shetali b'minog, v'aminog etzleinu, the Rambam says, be'iye svarad la'achlo. The minog in our area on the Svartic Islands, la'achlo is to eat it. Right, as we mentioned in the past, right, pas akum is different than all the other halachas of akum. So we know the Mishnayos and Avodah Zarah talk about yayin, stam yenam, and bishul akum, and chalav akum, and pas akum, all of those, and all of them are bona fide halachas, except for one, except for pas. We know, when it comes to yayin, right, bona fide halacha, when it comes to bishul akum is a halacha, right, there are kulas, built-in kulas in bishul akum, right, it's only us, or if you have all three conditions, it has to be ol al shulchan malachim, it has to be eino ne'echal kamoshu chai, not eaten raw, and it has to be that the Jew does the entire process. So you need all three of those, but if you have all three of those, so then the non-Jew has to do the entire process. But if you have all three of those, le'isers, then it's a problem. Or chalav akum, chalav Yisrael, that's a bona fide halacha. Yes, those who don't drink chalav Yisrael today, it's not because they don't hold of that halacha, but they rely on Rav Moshe that says that all milk, bizman hazeh, in developed countries has the status of chalav Yisrael. But all those are halachos. The only one that is not a halacha, but it is a chumrah, like the Rambam here says, is pas. It's past. That's why the Shulchan Aruch and Hilchas Aseres Yemei Tshuva says that the minog is to be machmer during Aseres Yemei Tshuva to only eat pas Yisrael. Fine, but that's why the Shulchan Aruch says that it is a chumer. There's no minog to only eat bishul Yisrael during Aseres Yemei Tshuva. That you have to do the whole year. That's a halacha. That's not a chumer. But pas is a chumer. Why? Why is it only a chumer? If you look in the Mishnah, it's the same formulated as the same type of halacha. So Tosfos already says, and the Shulchan Aruch quotes this Tosfos, that it was a gzeira she'ein atzibur yecholim la'amod bo. It was just impossible. Obviously, we have to know all the food, the ingredients are kosher. But if you know all the ingredients are kosher, pas akum, a non-Jew baking something for a Jew, it was too hard. It was too much of a staple of society. People couldn't get pas Yisrael wherever they were, and they needed it. So it was a gzeira she'ein atzibur yecholim la'amod bo, so it never took effect. If you look in the Shulchan Aruch, talks about this in Kuf Yud Beis in Yeridaya. Asru Chachamim Leechol Pas Shel Amamin Ovdei Kochavim Chazal Asru De Mishum Chasnus, because right to lead to intermarriage, to lead to tarovus between the nations. V'yafilu B'lakam Delekam Mishum Chasnus Asur. And the Rambam says even if there's no real worry in this case, it's also Asur. Below Asru El Pas Shel Chamishes Minei Dagon. Even originally, only one of the five grains, pas, was included. Pas of kidneyos or of rice was never included, even originally. And then the very next halacha, yesh mekomos, there are places. Shemekilin bedavar vilokhim pas minachtom obikochavim. Right, people buy bakery cooked items, meaning there's no personal relationship when you buy Entenmann's, when you buy, you know, Stella Doros, right? Any of those, that's not, there's no direct relationship. So it's like from a Nachtum. B'makom, she'ein shem Nachtum Yisrael, b'b'nei she'ishas ha'tchak. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says. The Ramah says, v'yesha, omrim dafil makom shabaz Yisrael matzui. Even if you can find Pas Yisrael, shari it is mutter. Well, that's what it sounds like from that Rambam. We're not knowing to be machmir. Aval pasha bali batim, if it's a personal non-Jew that's baking for you, ain sham misham orbo lahakel, shikar akzir misham chasnus, vim yocho pas bali batim, yavo lisot etzlam. And then the Gemara talks about what is considered pas bala bayis, what's called pas palter. So that is an important discussion. And the Shach says, velo dami, L'shlakos. It's not similar to shlakos, which is bishul. To lo nagu heter b'shumakom. To la pas yichya ha'adam v'shayach b'itayme di Yerushalmi d'chayei nefesh. Umi haitayme heikilu nami b'pas ha'shlakos kisayim. There are many kulas when it comes to pas, but that's what the Rambam here is referring to. That's why our Mishnah again says hana'a, and doesn't say achila, not for a chametz reason, but for a pas. For a pas reason. That's what the Yerushalmi says here. The Chashukei Chemed has an important discussion that is asked here, important yisod. But the question is as follows. Somebody was konem, Maisa Shaya. It was a story that a Jew bought after Pesach a large amount of beer from a non-Jew. From a guy, large amount. He bought it dafka, mimenu, dafka bought it from the non-Jew, because obviously he didn't want to get into any discussions of Chamesh Avar Lama Pesach. Lachash Arachash is Abira. After he got it, he started thinking to himself, Ayvei, I'm not sure, maybe this Arab who he bought it from, maybe he had any, did he have any Jewish partners? I didn't even ask. I know it was a non-Jew, but maybe everything is Nasser. And he goes to ask him and he says, yes, I have a Jewish partner who owns 10% of my business. Is the beer usher? Chamesh Avar Lama Pesach. We'll see later on that we paskin this Chamesh Avar Lama Pesach, we hold, is usher midrabanan after Pesach. So what about this case? So he says, I asked my father-in-law, Rav Yashiv, and he was matir. He was matir because of a mefurish halacha. Got to be familiar with all of Hilchos Pesach to know this. The halacha is mefurish halacha. Chamesh Shavar Lava Pesach bita'aroves is mutter. That's the halacha. Rov habira muteris. This does not mean that you can walk into a store that was owned by a Jew and there's many different items there. There's chametz, there's non-chametz. Oh, it's all ta'arovis. No, that's not what we're talking about here. Chametz, that was the ta'arovis, right? It's a Mishnah Berurah. In Tuf Mem Zayin, Mishnah Berurah, Kuf Aleph, the Mishnah Berurah says this. What do you mean? Look at the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch says, Bein chametz, you have to know exactly what does ta'arovis mean here. Don't stop the shear now. The Shulchan Aruch says, Bein chametz she'nisarif kodem Pesach, v'avar lo Pesach. If it's chametz that was nisari before Pesach and was avar, bein shenisar bipesach of avar lav kol pesach bein shavar pesach al chametz v'nisar v'achar pesach, it's all bata b'shishim. Bata b'shishim, what does that mean? Says, let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Haklal bazeh to chametz shavar lav b'al yira'i min haTorah v'shah oso af achar pesach aser b'achilu b'ana. If you have chametz shavar lav pesach, it's also after Pesach. V'yafilu moshah oso ba'en rakai de tarobes. Kegoshin is arib Pesach o afilu kodem Pesach v'shir muat. She'im is batel. V'adayin yishchiv levar mina olam. Even if it's chametz that was nisarev, but you didn't have the shir of bitol, it's also after Pesach. What's the heter? The only heter is if you had a lot. It was really batel. Im nisarev b'shir shum is batel mida oraisa. After midrabanan asur lashoso, because we know chametz asur b'mashu, and there's other chumers drabanan on Pesach. Im aver v'shah mutter b'di'avad af b'achila. It's mutter after Pesach if it had the shear of normal bitol da'oraisa. So to hear he paskin that this case where the Jew owned 10%, that amount is batel on a da'oraisa level, and therefore the beer is mutter that he bought. Because Rabbi Chanan also here talks about an important issue, and that is, what about chametz owned by a katan? Is the issue of chametz avar lav pesach specifically connected to a violation of bal yira'u bal yimatzeh? What about if it's owned by a cherishot of a katan? Chametz that's owned somehow, right? A cherishot of a katan owns chametz after Pesach. Is that usur? Because it's considered a Jew owning the chametz avar lav pesach. Why did the Mishnah talk about that? The Mishnah talks about non-Jew versus Jew. But what about a Jew that owns chametz that does it in a certain circumstance where he doesn't violate? So says Rabbi Chanan, it sounds like from here maybe that you would violate, because the Mishnah does not say that case. That's what he talks about in Simin Kuf Chaf Tes right here. Mehad etznan chametz shel akum mutar ba'ana, mashma lehedya de chametz shel Yisrael cheresh shel vakat and aser ba'ana. Kivan du chametz shel Yisrael, v'al karchach di'ika bal yira gam b'chametz shel achirim im hu shel Yisrael. Dimokin lam chametz shel cheresh shel vakat and aser lachar pesach. Tabayla made him over him. So you have to say one of two things. Either there is in Israel chametz shel avar lav pesach, even by chametz that there was no bal yira b'yimatzei on, or there is bal yira b'yimatzei on even by chametz of a cheresh of a katan. One might say even if they're not mechuyev, but it's still chametz that inherently is in the category that should be it's owned by a Jew, and therefore it's included in the iser. Okay. Says the Gemara, Mani Masnison, who is our Mishnah like? Lo Rebbe Yehuda, v'lo Rebbe Shimon, v'lo Rebbe Yosi Eglili. It's not like any of these three Tanoim. So we're not going to get to the question that the Gemara is going to ask until Be'ez Hashem tomorrow. But today we have the Braisa, and we're just working on the Braisa itself that quotes these three opinions. And then Be'ez Hashem on tomorrow's daf, we talk about exactly how do you fit it in and what the kasha is on the Mishnah. So Mayhi, Ditanya, Chametz, first opinion, Bein Lefnei Lizmano, Bein La'acher Zmano, Over La Bela. First opinion, Rabbi Yehuda's opinion is before the Zman, meaning before Pesach, or La'achar Zmano. After, over Labalav, there is an Isser De'oraisa, right? Meaning before and after Pesach, there is no Karis. There's an Isser Lav. Wow. So Rabbi Yehuda, the first opinion holds that the Chamesh Alav Pesach is an Isser De'oraisa. Toch Zmano, over Alav, Alav, Karis. on Pesach, obviously, there's a lot with Kares. Div Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda's opinion is Asr Daraisa throughout, before, during, and after. But only during has the Isr Kares. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Chametz Lefnei Zmano, La'achar Zmano, Eino Over Alav Below Klum. Wow. Rabbi Shimon says, before or after Pesach, there is no Isr Daraisa at all. But Below Klum. We'll talk about what his Shita is after. Toch Zmano, Over Alav, Bekares Vavolav. On Pesach, obviously, the Pasuk says, Isser Lav and Isser Kares. Next line, which is Rabbi Yehuda's line, Umisha'asha Aser Ba'achila Aser Bahana Asan Latanakama. That line is going back to Rabbi Yehuda. The moment that it becomes Aser to eat, it is also Aser to get Hana'a from. As we said earlier, on a Daraisa level. That means on Chatzos, on Erev Pesach, Pashtus, as we'll see. That's the second opinion, though. Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Yossi Aglili Omer, Tama Latzbacha, Hey Chametz Aser Ba'ano, Akal Shiva. Rabbi Yossi Aglili says, how could Chametz be Aser Ba'ano all 7 days? As we'll see, Rabbi Yehuda says Chametz is not Aser Ba'ano. Wow. How does he say that? We'll have to see what his psukim are. See Rashi, Da'afilu b'tocha moed ka'amar to mutter b'hana v'kamatama ahani da'siri. How could either of you two say it's aser b'hana on Pesach? I say it's mutter b'hana, as we will see. Period. Stop there for a minute until before we get into some of the limudim. So the sheet of Rav Shimon, he says lo klum. The pashas is there's no iser at all. But most of the Rishonim assume that he can't be understanding it that far. Rav Tosfos says, Rav Shimon is moded that it's usher to eat. Right? That it's usher to eat. From where? Right? He says, you don't over bevelo klum? Look at the top Tosfos. Nira, de la Rav Shimon, nehi de ain over ala belav de chamis lefne zmano, modehu de cham usher ba'achila mishayshos v'lamala. Rav Shimon has to agree. Rav Shimon says it's not usher at all before Pesach. What about all the sources we had before? Achilek, right? Tashbisu on Yom Rishon. So Tosfos says it must be that Rav Shimon agrees that it's usher to eat because you never find anything that you have to destroy that is mutter to eat. So that is why the achila is an outgrowth of the mitzvah of hashbasa. Look further in Tosfos. V'nira, denafgalei mitashbisu, umei achilek, umashba tashbisu, shalok kederach hanah, adainu achila, aval asigo dachad afshilo mutter Rav Shimon. Maybe Rav Shimon would allow you to destroy it and get hanah as you're destroying it. But either way, it must be usher to eat because it's an outgrowth of the mitzvah of tashbisu. Says the Ramban here, the Ramban is even more explicit. Tosfos sounds like it, but if you look in the Ramban is on Daf Gimel Amud Aleph and the Daf Yarif. The Ramban says, "Ein lecha b'Torah davar shetzarech hashbasa umutter ba'achila." So he says explicitly, "There's no such thing that you're allowed to eat and you have to destroy." That's what the Ramban says. What is the Ramban? The Ramban there is arguing on the Baal Amar, famous sheet of the Baal Amar. We've never mentioned it before, so we'll mention it now. The Baal Amar says, according to Reb Shimon, you're allowed to eat the chametz. Why? Ein lecha hashbasa gedola mizu. There is no greater destruction of chametz than by eating it. Ve'achile meichal misheishos v'lamala ad ha'erev eino over ba'achilaso. She'ein lecha hashbasa gedola mizu, says the Baal Amar. Aval lechatchila ein lo l'shahoso mishenichlus ha'shishis. Dekayim alei mitzvah tashbisu mitzchilus ha'shishis. You should eat it beforehand. You shouldn't leave it around to have to rely on this. But if you have it around now, eat it. Shouldn't leave it. Related to the marriage, according to the Baal Amar within Reb Shimon, it's only Drabanan. And therefore you could eat it there. It's only the Drabanan that you shouldn't leave it. Wow. That is the Baal Amar Shita. So you have, according to, within Reb Shimon, you have Tosfos and the Ramban that says, obviously it's usher to eat because it's an outgrowth of the mitzvah of Tashbisu. The Ramban says, no, you could eat it. It's the Drabanan to leave it there on a Daraisa level. Like he says, below Klum, the Ran's Lashon is, he thinks it's usher even Bahana'a, according to Reb Shimon from the sixth hour, because that's what Tashbisu means. Meaning he goes further than Tosfos and the Ramban. Tosfos and the Ramban says it obviously has to be Aser Bachila as an outgrowth of Tashbisu. The Ran says, no, it must be even Aser Bahana'a as an outgrowth of Tashbisu. And all he means is, Bevelo Klum, is that there's no Lav. There's no Lav in the Torah. It's all an outgrowth of the Aseh. So you have three different days. You have the Ran on one extreme, the most chamor within Reb Shimon, the Baal Amor, the most mekel, and Tosfos and the Ramban somewhere in the middle. Okay, we continue now. Says the Gemara, Uminayin lo ochal chameis b'shei shos l'malosh over belosa, say, how do I know that if you eat chameis after shei shos you violate shenemer, lo sochal alav chameis, div Reb Yehuda. Right, you can't eat chameis when you have the Karban Pesach, v'shah shchita, lo sochal alav. Alav is talking about the Karban Pesach, and that shechted obviously you dal it in the afternoon. Amar lo Reb Shimon, this is all the conversation in the Braisa. Reb Shimon says, v'chiyev shalom arkein. Do you have to say that? Or is it even possible to say that? Valokvar nemar lo sochal alav chametz shivas yamim tochal alav matzos. The isra of chametz is compared to eating matzah, and you can't eat matzah on erev Pesach. Im kein matam malom lo sochal alav chametz b'shah sheyeshno b'kum achol matzah yeshno b'bal tochal chametz. It's just to compare the isra of chametz and the mitzvah of matzah. And alav is not talking about the Karban Pesach. Alav could be talking about other. Could be talking about matzah. There is no iser per se of eating chametz. It might flow from of the mitzvah of tashbisu, like we just said, but there's no losa say of a matzah. When so matzah and chametz go together. Ask the achronim. That's not true though. There's only a chiyati matzah on the first night. This of chametz applies throughout. So this maybe is a smach to the Vilna Gaon. It's known as the sheet of the Vilna Gaon, but it's really the Chizkuni. The Chizkuni on Parshas Bo also says it, and that is, even though there's only a chiyuv to eat matzah on the first night, there is a kiyum to eat matzah all 7 days of Pesach. There's a kiyum, it's a mitzvah kiyumis, even though it's not a mitzvah kiyumis. The Gra says it, but it's really based on Rishonim, period. So that's Reb Shimon's answer back. My time at Reb Yehuda, what's the svara, where's the source for Reb Yehuda who says that there is an iser de oraisa before and after Pesach? Only karis is added during Pesach. Tzalasak roiksi, because really there are three psukim. Lo ye achel chametz, v'chol machmetzes lo sochelu, lo sochal alav chametz, three isurim, chad lefnei zmano, v'chad la'acher zmano, v'chad la'toch zmano. Three isurim. For Rabbi Shimon, what does Rabbi Shimon do with all those isurim? Chad la'toch zmano, one for la'toch zmano, v'chol machmetzes. Right, that's fine. I agree with that. There's this rachil of chametz on Pesach. What about the other two? V'chol machmetzes mi boy lay for the following. Look at the Tanya. Ein li ela shenis chametz mei love. I only know that it's considered a chametz if it's in chametz from within, from its own yeast. Machmas davar acher, which means like by what? By something else. Tosfos says shimre yayin, right? Certain types of dregs of wine that you use. Some other source, not yeast, minayin. How do I know that's also considered chametz? Tamid lomar kol machmasas lo sochelu. Any leavening agent. That's what you use that for. Lo yachel chametz mi boi lelikidetanya. And the third pasuk you use for the following. Rabbi Yossi Aglili Omer, minayin lepasach Mitzrayim. Shein chimutzo noik elo yom echad. How do I know that in Mitzrayim, this or chametz was only one day? Tamal Omer, lo yachel chametz. V'samech leya yom atem yotzim. So that day, so he uses it to teach me something about Pesach Mitzrayim. For Rabbi Yehuda machmas davar achem minalei. So how does Rabbi Yehuda know to include Nischametz by a davar acher, mita afki rachmana, b'loshen machmetzes, b'loshen machmetzes, any type of leavening agent. The Rabbi Yossi Aglili minalei, Abba Rabbi Yossi Aglili, how does he know Pesach Mitzrayim is only for one day? Ibayis ema, mita samech lehayom, from the hekesh it says the word hayom, ibayis ema, smuchen lo darish. Or, we would say, smuchen, he does not darshan it. Right, and he would argue, smuchen lo darish, right? Rashi says, lo darish Rabbi Yehuda, ela b'mishnah Torah l'chud, he only darshes it in Mishnah Torah. Everybody has to darshan smuchen in Dvarim, and therefore he argues, doesn't hold it for Rabbi Yossi Aglili. Right, it's a historical machlokas, period. The Maritz Chayis in Brachas, just an interesting ha'ara, classic Maritz Chayis in Brachas Daf Chafalov, he talks about why is there a machlokas in the entire Torah whether you darshan smuchen, but by Dvarim, all of a sudden, everybody agrees that you darshan smuchen? Because the Maharaj Chayes quotes, the Gemara in Gittin tells us that there's a machlokas, how the Torah was given. Megillah nitzna or chasuma nitzna. Was it given by Hashem at Har Sinai? And then the rest of it was given by Hashem again, and it was only written at the end, at Arvos Moav? Or was it written piece by piece, as every event happened in the Midbar? That is a machlokas. Megillah or chasuma nitzna. But so throughout the Torah, you can't darshan smuchin. You know why? Because it wasn't given according to all shitas all at once. So this part was given, and then this part was given a little later. So how can you darshan smuchin? It wasn't given at once. Only Dvarim in Mishnah Torah, that was all in Arvos Moav, that was all Moshe Rabbeinu talking. Moshe Rabbeinu giving everything at one time. So there you darshan smuchin. Because also it was Moshe Rabbeinu. It wasn't given piecemeal along the way. That's the Maariv Chayes Ha'ara in Brachas on Daf Chaf Aleph, where he says, I'll just find it. Maariv Chayes says, nearly Tamadavar. Tish Plokta. Gittin Dachpe, Megillam Ginner, Chasumin Itna. So he says, "V'imkei l'manda amra megillah megillah nitna shuv ein shayach l'midrash smuchin achas lo nemru b'fi Hashem yisparach b'pam achas tari nitna l'prakim ad kolos arboim shana v'ze shayach medalad svarim avol b'mishnah Torah nemar b'yachad me'es Hashem u'mipizeh shuv darshinan smuchin." Good. Period. One little extra piece, and then we'll stop. Amar Mar, quoting now from the Brisa, "Uminan lo ochal chamish chamis b'shei shows v'lamal shover below sasei shenemar lo ochal chamis divrei Yehuda." Talking about Karban Pesach, Amar lo Reb Shimon v'chiyev shalom arkein v'lo kfar nemar lo soch alav chamis shivas yamim toch alav matzos. So in the Brisa, Reb Yehuda did not answer that. Reb Yehuda shaber kamar lo Reb Shimon. How does he answer? Reb Yehuda Amar lo chano ahu lo kovo chova filu bizman hazeh u'da'asa. No, that's to emphasize that even bizman hazeh there's a chiyev of matzah. Don't think matzah is linked to Karban Pesach. Right? It's not. It's the rice of Bizman Hazeh. For Reb Shimon l'kova chovei minale, how does he know to be kovei? Nafkalei mi ba'erev tochlu. For Reb Yehuda, what does he do with that pasuk? Mi ba'elei l'tamei v'shahaya b'derech rechoka. I use that to teach me the chiyuv of matzah for those who are putter from Pesach. Salkatai dachamina. Ho'olu b'pesach lo ye'achel. Matzu mar ma'nami lo nechol. Kamash malan. Fascinating, Havamina. You might have said that just like the ones who wait for Pesach Sheni, for Karban Pesach, maybe they wait with matzah too. They're not mechuyev. Kamash v'lano, it's an independent chiyuv. Matzah is an independent chiyuv. V'Rebbe Shimon, Tamiv Shayev Adarach Rechoka, Lois Rekra. Reb Shimon would say, you don't need a pasuk to tell me that. The Lagar Me Arel Ben Nechar. It's no worse than an Arel, an uncircumcised Jew or a Ben Nechar, a non-Jew. I'm sorry, Ben Nechar, which means a mumar. Special din, an arel or a ben nechor or a mumar cannot eat karban pesach. That's the issur d'oraisa. But they can eat matzah. For Rabbi Yehuda, k'siv b'hai v'k'siv b'hai. Pyuda says, you need both, you need two to teach me arel and ben nechor. And Rashi goes through the tzrichasa. Other Rishon in the Maram Chalavi here goes through the tzrichasa. Period. But either way, this is the end of the Brisa, the end of the discussion of the Brisa. And now we're about to ask, how does each brisa fit into the Mishnah? Who is the author of our Mishnah? We mentioned in the past the Machlokas, Rabbeinu Tam, and all of the Rishonim in a few places. What does the word Arel mean? Rashi here says Arel means his brothers died, Machlas Mila. So he's Ba'ones, and he can't get Bris Mila, but then he can't eat the Karban Pesach. That's what Rob Rishonim assume. Rabbeinu Tam, throughout Shas, whenever this comes up, by the big discussion of it in Yevamis, Daf Ayin, and beginning of Perakah Arel, in Yevamis, that Arel, no, an Arel whose brothers died, so he's not allowed to get bris mila, right? Because it's sakana, so memela he's not an RL. RL means somebody who's just scared to get bris mila. Maybe one of his brothers died, maybe he's just nervous. So if he's scared, that's an RL. But somebody who halachically is not allowed to get bris mila, he loses his status of arelos, and he's allowed to eat Karan Pesach, and he's allowed to eat Truma. There's different days whether he can even do the avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. Either way, this is the Brisa and the Machlokas Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam. Okay, we'll stop here.